Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast.
All right, this week's episode is a fun one. We discovered a hidden talent from Sully. We try to get David's ego in check. And we talk about an NFL draft drinking game our way. The catchphrases, the cliches, the nonsense. All of that next on Always Aggravated. Okay, so at the time of recording, this is very exciting. Now, we are going to get to some NFL draft, and it's more the drinking game we've created. What would it look like around the NFL draft, along with watching habits and our angriest draft moments. But I'll tell you, sometimes things just strike you. And the way David walked into this room to record today is outer space good, because I'd said to the fellas, David, I said, you know, I'm worried. I had texted David yesterday, got no response. I had sent an email out this morning with some ideas for the deal, no response. And I had said to these guys, I said, look, I think Hatchett's going Hollywood on me.
Oh, stop it.
No, hold on. Right hand to God, did I not just say this to you two?
Yes.
And then 2 minutes later,
he walks in the room, opens the door, doesn't even say hello. Let's do it. Hi, how are you two? I don't need no damn headphones. Let's go.
What the hell?
You're doing like that Sherman Hemsley walk, too.
Like, hold on. David, there is a perception here. We need to have this conversation. David, have you gone Hollywood on us? I feel like last couple weeks, all you just want to stroll in and bloviate. I don't see the ideas. I'm not getting the research. I'm getting, hey, I don't need no damn headphones, you bearded freak. Let's go. What's going on here? I feel like you feel you're above this.
I'm just coming in to do my business, that's all.
No, come on. What's going on with you?
Nothing's going on. I'm just in here. Get ready to record. I'm just ready to do the business. That's all.
Do you feel you're better than Sully?
Not at all.
That's not what I've heard though.
I'm not better than anyone in this room. Maybe two people in this room.
Oh!
Why have you begun wearing sunglasses during broadcast?
Ryan. It's sunny outside.
He did walk in with sunglasses. That was great.
I did. You know, I'm just here. I'm ready.
Is there? Oh, hold on. Now, I'm glad you're ready, but hold on a minute.
Okay,
now,
can I you do the impression really quick?
Yeah, please. Do this.
Okay,
for
he walks
everybody.
In with the sunglasses. He goes, door busts open. And he goes, all right, hit record. Let's go.
Mind you, we're all in the studio awaiting the pontiff's arrival over here. We're waiting for David to cruise in on his clock. But this is my question, in all seriousness.
But he showed up late, too.
I did not. No, I was in time for recording.
If you're 5 minutes early, you're 10 minutes late.
I walked in at 12:25. 12:25, I walked in this room.
Here's my question. This is just where I'm at, and this podcast is totally unfiltered. It's why we can have fun with this shit. David, you are the lead researcher on the pod.
Yes.
I ain't getting any goddamn research.
Oh, research is all in my head. I look up stuff. It's all in my head.
That's not how this works. What am I, Spock? I want that stuff before we go to record. David, you've gone Hollywood.
I have not gone Hollywood.
Have you come into money recently? What's going on?
I wish. No, I have not come into money. I wish I have, though.
We need to know. Now, look, I know by day you have assumed more responsibilities with the show. You are now the executive producer of all our blitzes. You are now coaching Roberto on some of his marital stuff. But this is...
Well, that's a full-time job.
Have you,
don't waste your time with that.
You,
he gave up on me.
David, can we bring you back down to Earth to rejoin us? Can you join me as a human being?
Sure. What do you need?
Let's be a team.
I need you to do the things you're responsible for on this podcast.
No, I'll send them to you now.
David's assistant will send it over.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly.
I do need an assistant.
I didn't realize I had D.L. Hughley on the pod. Do I have to go through your publicist?
No, I was told there was going to be up to 5 people working directly under David on this podcast.
That's right.
We're going to put 3. As many as 4 people right underneath you. How does that sound? Office Space, fabulous movie. No, David, where is this aloofness coming from lately?
It's been under the surface. I'm gonna be honest. I am this way. I'm just, you know.
I'm aware.
I'm a cocky individual.
And now I'm getting punished for it.
I'm a cocky individual. I'm sorry.
Let me get this straight. So I create something. I then fight for you guys to be a part of it. I bust my balls and make sure you get paid.
I'm doing my job.
You then decide, I'm going to do a bunch of research and not share with Mike. How the fuck does that work in your head? Let me sample it. I want to luxuriate in that. How does that work?
I'm just here to do a podcast.
David, can you promise me that this is going to be fixed?
Yeah. Sure.
Please.
Let's go.
See, if you were smart, you would shift the blame to me.
There's nothing. Well, no. The blame, you didn't do your production last week.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You didn't do 3 promotional videos like you promised Sully you would do.
Quiet as a mouse.
Listen, we just got to tighten this up. I just feel like Hollywood Henderson over here, it's a little much for me.
See, what I'd like to know is, look, besides the excuse of Easter, how come, David, you can't respond to the text about the podcast?
Hollywood.
Are you that busy with it?
No, it was Easter yesterday.
Time out.
I respond to every other message.
But you did text me about a Pistons thing yesterday, so you didn't...
That was after family stuff.
...choose to text about the podcast, though.
It was already... Basically, I'm doing it. Whatever you all want to do, I'm doing.
Hold on. Time out. Hold on. Just for factual purposes. No, I don't care if you respond to
whatever you all want to do, I do. That's how I... I don't respond to anybody's text hardly.
Here's what I know. I sent this at 6.
David is tough to get a hold of.
I sent this 6:30 at night. And I won't bring up totally. I was unsatisfied with something that me, put in the can last week. It was my fault. I just didn't think it was good enough. And this was a text to Roberto, David, and Sully at 6:29 p.m. I said, hey, guys, can we record at 12:30? I'd like to have the group to discuss, and I won't bring up the topic. The solo was a little bit self-aggrandizing and self-serving. It lacked the punch and perspective, and it lacked us discussing and asking questions. I think it's better if we do it together. I get a sounds good to me from Sully. Then I got Roberto texting me what looks like a cartoon character holding a chocolate bunny and a vodka bottle that says Happy Easter.
Oh, so Roberto was drunk. That's what we're saying.
Now, I don't know. No, I'm serious. What is this?
Now, what happened, though, my phone must have been dead because I didn't get any of these till 8:45 last night. And then at 8:45, I sent my little Bitmoji to everybody.
Roberto, were you drunk at that time?
Okay, that's enough.
No comment.
That's
no comment.
So I get one from Sully. I get one from apparently inebriated Roberto. I don't get one from Hollywood. Why you got to do me like that?
I don't respond to a lot of text messages.
Oh.
Well, how do I get on the list?
No, here's the thing. You all send a text message. I do whatever you all say in there. I'm just prepared when I come in. That's all I do. I don't respond. I don't have to say, sure. It's already a sure.
Well, hold on.
It's a given. It's a sure.
Now, hold on. So, example, I send an email out today.
Yep, which I saw.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you saw. I didn't know you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't respond and say, I like this, I don't like this.
and I didn't get anything.
How do I know that you're ready to do this today? Besides you yelling at me, let's do this. Get out of my way.
I'm ready to do it. I look at the email. I see what you all want to do.
All right.
What's the choices? And I prepare for both.
Okay. Hollywood is in the house. Let's roll. I tell you, this is a new big wrestling persona for Hatchet.
Spin, it's time with NFL draft. What is it? Hollywood Brown? Now we got Hollywood Hatchet.
All right. A quick break just to talk about our launch sponsor. It's the D Las Vegas. You're looking to get away, relax, have a good time. D Las Vegas has everything you need. I mean, hell, we're there every March for March Madness. And as I've said before, there ain't no better setup. On the strip, off the strip, it don't matter. Go to the D, go to that chalet upstairs. It ain't nothing better. Bottom line, next time you go to Vegas, check out the D.com. Completely renovated. Downtown is not what you remember. Hell of a lot of new places. It's a damn good time. There's really no other way to put it. And again, the D has everything you need. You're not going to spend a ton of money on the room. Take that money and go do fun things with it. Do what Sully does. Make a bunch of losing basketball bets. Or for Sully, fall asleep on the horse racing machine on the second floor vintage casino. The bottom line, the D's got it all. They got the sports book. They got the long bar. They got it all. Check it out. TheD.com to book your stay today. It's TheD.com, the D Las Vegas. And as you know, it is your home for Detroit sports in Vegas. So here's another thing I've been told. Now, I don't know if this is true. Mm-hmm. I haven't done some investigation.
Mm-hmm.
I have been told you have made requests for certain drops to be eradicated from our soundboard, that you do not appreciate certain drops that have been used about you. Is that true?
I have no idea what you're talking about. What drops are you talking about?
Obviously, you joke with us about, which I still play, you joke with us about the songs, how, don't play that to me or whatever. With a hatchet taco or a hatchet rant, whatever it is.
It's Gone Hollywood.
But the one, David, and you can explain yourself on this one, the one that you told me privately, and I haven't played it since then.
Not so private anymore.
You told me to stop playing the hatchet wife drop.
Oh, yeah, don't play that.
I did sleep with my neighbor's wife, though.
Which is true. You did tell me that, correct?
That one.
Yeah.
No. But that's not like demanding something. That's just... No, don't do that.
Time but you, in a serious manner, you told me, hey, Sully, can you just stop playing, correct? Or am I
exaggerating? That's correct.
Yeah.
But hold on. Now, wait a second. Nobody gets to choose what drops get played.
That one, no.
Why?
You're not playing that one. That to me invokes a stereotype, and I'm not doing that.
Are you kidding me?
This is what
that invokes stereotype.
Yeah. Wait a second. So when Roberto plays a drop of audio that's edited about me, that says, we're going to do coke. I've never done a drug in my life.
See, but here's the thing,
though. I don't
say
a word.
That's coming from Roberto grabbing audio. This audio didn't come from any of our sources. It came from losers that listen to our show that think they're trying to be a part of it.
They're
doctoring the audio to make it seem like I'm doing something that I'm not.
Roberto doctored audio where Doug Karsh, who's like a pillar of society and like super dad, says, I don't have a problem with the drug issue because I do drugs.
And that Stoney doesn't wipe.
Right. But from Roberto, it's coming from love. It's coming from that entertainment. These idiots, it's not coming from any of that.
Wait a minute. So if Roberto can jerry-rig audio of you saying you slept with your neighbor's wife, you would accept
it? I would accept it from him, not the losers that sent it.
Oh, my God.
But, David, that's not what you told me, though. You told me that you didn't like it because of the context and the stereotype.
It does invoke stereotype.
What is the stereotype? What am I missing?
Do I really have to explain the stereotype of black men cheating on their wives?
Bro, have you seen the amount of people that cheat on their wives regardless of race?
I understand that.
Or wives that cheat on their husbands.
But overall, it never comes up. Unless it's a black man.
Oh my God.
People hated Tiger Woods because of what? He cheated on his wife. It was a stereotype out there.
And
I just didn't want to invoke it.
This is
and that's the only one I demanded to not be played. Everything else is fair game. I said color is fine on the air, and I'm fine with that being played.
All right, Roberto, on your list of things to do, we're going to need a new... I just assumed you pulled the audio. I don't know where this audio came from, but okay, fair enough. No. Can you please come up with something that is close to that?
It's impossible to manufacture something like that because it was done in the context of, you know, unless David right now, the mic is hot now, if you'd like to just do one real quick.
Here, do this for the people and then
try
we're going
to just recreate it.
David, please, in some form of braggadocious tone, say that you've slept with your neighbor's wife.
No, you can't.
Roberto can pull the audio and then it's from a place of love.
No.
Would you like, I think right here, right now.
I'm sure sometime soon you'll be able to grab some audio and place it together.
I'm sure you're right.
All right. Well, I'm just glad that you've allowed us to broadcast with you today.
Stop it.
Okay, Hollywood. Finally, the days are getting a little longer around here. Put those extra hours of sunlight to work by saving you more money. You can reduce your power bill with help from Power Home Solar, the number one residential solar provider in Michigan, one of the top solar installation companies in the nation. Power Home installs American-made panels, 30-year warranty, allowing you to own your power, not just rent it from the power company. As an official partner of the Lions, the company installed solar panels at Ford Field and Allen Park, and they seek to continue building a movement towards cleaner, greener energy by seeing if solar is right for your home. Go to powerhome.com. That's powerhome.com, or give them a call, 1-800-SOLAR-15, to schedule your free solar consultation today. Don't rent your power, own it, with help from Power Home Solar. All right, so here's what I want to do. The draft is interesting. I know, David, it is still your love affair.
Yes.
I've grown out of it where I will watch the first round on Thursday night, but then after that, it's strictly checking phone, scrolling, draft tracker, see who goes where, and that's that. But it's funny because the NFL draft lends itself to being a drinking game. And lots of people come up with their own rules and all, and you see it. Any website out there, they've all done it. I wanted to put our spin on it because I know when we watch the draft, when we do stuff on our show, we have certain things that are like trigger words, catchphrases that we like, right? So I came up with how I would design this, and I wanted to run through mine. You guys can add it. Obviously, David, I know you don't drink, but it doesn't mean you can't make rules for it. You're going to get the idea here. I hear every time one of these happens, take a bite of pizza. You could eat yourself into a coma. It doesn't matter. But here's what I did. I view the NFL draft as this cornucopia of cliche, and they beat you to death with it. And it doesn't matter who it's coming from. You've got 70 people on the broadcast, and I've got one drink phrases, two drink phrases, and then finish whatever's in your glass phrases. Key pressure moments, or as we say in baseball, high leverage situations during draft coverage.
Yep.
But I wanted to go down this list. You guys tell me if I've misappropriated things. Roberto's going to be our guest bartender. Roberto can play along with the game because, let's face it, he doesn't know any of the players.
Right.
All he'll be listening for are these words. Hell, he'll probably drink on his own. And there is a chance, and I'm going to say this now, there is a chance Roberto will join me and Big G for the first round of the NFL draft Thursday night with a wireless microphone.
Oh.
There is a chance, Big G being my dad. The Giants pick at 6 is a high leverage situation. The Giants pick at 17 could result in the end of my life. So this is going to be a major, major draft. Might not be bad to have Roberto there for live reaction when, and I promise you this, when the Giants pass on Dwayne Haskins at 6. That's going to cut deep. What will end me, where I will end up from a spiritual perspective bleeding out on the floor, will be at 17 when I end up with, like, Daniel Jones or something. Or they don't take a QB there, and Gettleman brags about how Eli's got a lot left.
Well, he's rumored at number 8 now. He might not even...
If the Giants take Daniel Jones at 6...
Or number 6, excuse me.
At the time of this taping, I do have a couple days off coming up. I will tell you. You will need someone else here Friday. If the Giants take Daniel Jones out of Duke at 6, I can't be here Friday.
Oh, my.
It will be levels of language that are only fit for here. And I'm, you know what? I know Barstool and Portnoy does a great job with it with the emergency press conferences, or Bill Simmons does the emergency pod. I would actually release an emergency pod that would only be about 90 seconds of absolute filth language and rage. It would be vitriol and just, I'll be furious. But let's move on. Here's what I've created, okay? Now, we're assuming you're watching the ESPN coverage. We all agree? Kiper McShay based.
Yes.
Here are my one drink phrases. You tell me if I've misappropriated these or missed any of the phrases. Ready? Drink once if you hear potential, upside, fit, scheme, need, and the ultra-awkward Roger Goodell, I'm hip, I'm cool, brother man hug up on stage.
Yeah, you'll hear those a ton.
All one-drink words?
I would add versatility to it.
Yeah, but I'm not allowing it unless you share with the people. I want to luxuriate in this. Yeah. People, I didn't realize this. Did you know that Sully does Kuiper?
What?
Sully, now I don't know if he's going to clam up here because that's generally what happens in the pod. What Sully gives me off the pod is way better than on. Sully was doing Caliendo quality Kuiper.
Whoa.
In the cube moments before you walked in. And I go, wow. Where the fuck has this been? He goes, I mess around with my friends with it. I go, asshole, you're on a radio and you do a pod. You've never delighted us with Kuiper. Roberto, you were there.
No,
I'm
on the spot.
There was a certain phrase, though, that got him going. I had said something or pointed something out, and that got you going. Oh, about what was the phrase? You look at a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Now, are you capable of doing this where the pressure's on?
Oh, I love pressure, of course. Well, Kuiper, he's just so extreme with everything. So take a guy like in this draft, maybe a guy like Josh Allen. All of a sudden it'll be, you know what? You look at Josh Allen. I love his potential. That's a great great fit for the Jets. Something like that you would really hear him say.
Give me something regarding Ed Oliver potential fit and scheme.
You know, I look at Ed Oliver. That's a guy with great upside. I think he's going to come into the NFL. This kid's going to be a star.
How about DeAndre Baker talk about his size, his hip turn, and versatility?
DeAndre Baker, that's a guy that's ready to come in, play right away with the team in the NFL. It's a great size, potential, and upside. This guy's going to be a really good player, really good fit for their scheme.
Talk about Daniel Jones, who you have ranked higher than anyone else. Daniel Jones, prototypical size, arm talent, and what he did at his pro day. Go.
Yeah, I think Daniel Jones, very underrated quarterback in this draft. David Cutcliffe, great coach. This is a kid that's going to come in ready to play in the NFL. He can make every throw on the field.
I got to tell you something, and I mean it. A, damn you for not sharing that with us
phrases.
More. No, it is, but it's, Roberto, how the hell do you sit on that working on a sports show, and he didn't share that with us until just now?
If I could do that, I already would have buried it, you know, drove that into the ground years ago.
You got to...
Daniel Jones. No, there's something about Kuiper, though. You're right, because it's like an accent, and I don't know if that's how
very
people from
enunciated.
Maryland talk. Is that what it is? He's a Maryland guy?
Very enunciated.
Unbelievable hip turn, and it's like, oh, my God, shut up, please. By the way, did you notice Kuiper stopped coloring his hair?
Yeah, he's kind of let that get away from him, I think.
Let it get away from him?
Well, he's losing his hair.
It used to be
the afro up there.
No, the hair is still there. It's going. He didn't color it.
I haven't paid attention to his color.
You got to see it. It's not jet black anymore.
Wow.
It's beautiful. He's the gray fox.
The gray fox.
This is why my picks are so much better than that asshole, Todd McShay. Listen to my mock draft. Don't listen to Todd McShay's mock draft. I'm the one you want to listen to. I'm the one with all the information.
Letting it go a little bit. Getting a little gray. Not out of control, but a little bit gray.
Wow.
All right. Now listen. One drink words. Potential, upside, fit, scheme, need, and anytime Roger Goodell goes in for the awkward, I'm hip, I'm cool, and you're young and black, brother man hug that just looks completely ridiculous. Fair?
Does that happen with like every pick?
Every guy, yeah.
Dude, it's unreal. And you'll see kids going up to him and it's like Ralphie in A Christmas Story where he's scared of Santa.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know what to do. And they're like, come here, kid. We're closing soon. And then you see like a 330-pound man go, oh, hell, he's going in for it. It's the handshake into the
pollen.
Yes.
Look at me, I love black people hug.
Yes.
You probably had to be taught how to do it.
Yeah, Goodell has worked on that. Years and years of work.
It's unbelievable.
I'm going to start doing that here every day.
It's unbelievable. It's so bad. It's theater. Now, two drink words. You got to take a double sip. Ready?
Oh.
These are the words. What do you mean? These are right in your wheelhouse. I'm getting to the Roberto category.
Oh, God.
Two drink NFL draft drinking game words. Comparison, lateral quickness, hip turn, any reference to the bench press, and the phrase high motor.
Mm.
Two drinks apiece.
I was going to say high ceiling, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, the one I love is they will say high motor for half the first round.
It's like they take 32 picks, 16 guys get a high motor label, the other 16, they question their effort. It's almost like some of these betting touts. We're going to give out the Eagles for half the callers, yeah. We're going to give out the Vikings for the other half, and we know at least half our people will be happy.
Right. I would add one more to that for a two-word, and I think this one's said all the time, football IQ.
Ah.
High IQ got Mike. Listen to me. I don't want you contributing anything to this segment unless it is that Kuiper impersonation.
Football IQ, great intelligence.
Come on.
Football IQ is used all the time.
That's all I'm asking for. Anything you're going to contribute this week has to be done in the Kuiper cadence. David, I think it's good. That's good.
I want to add one, but I want Sully to do it because I just love the voice.
Yes, any suggestions must be voiced as Kuiper.
I think pro day should be a two-drink word.
Had an unbelievable pro day.
I think Kyler Murray, that's why he's going to go one overall. Great pro day.
This is perfect. By the way, Roberto's just Googling Mel Kuiper to figure out who Sully's doing.
Exactly.
I know who he is.
All right, now.
Okay, now I want to tell you about our good friends over at Copper Craft Distillery. Great, great bourbon. You know what? I can't do the whole presentation here in Mel Kiper's voice, but I do want to tell you about Copper Craft Distillery because they are great. Holland, Michigan, west side of the state of Michigan. Check out Copper Craft Distillery. They're now also at Comerica Park, right field. Got a huge bar up there. If you haven't tried Copper Craft, their products are fantastic. Their bourbon, award-winning bourbon. They have their whiskey. They have gin, vodka. Whatever your drink of choice is, you can get it. Stop by your local retail store. Stop by your local party store. Plenty of restaurants now that have Copper Craft as well. And, of course, visit them online, coppercraftdistillery.com. They're also all over social media. Check them out online, social media. You can find them on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. They're everywhere. And take Copper Craft Distillery, take a drink of it, and I know you're going to enjoy it. Copper Craft Distillery over in Holland, Michigan. Check them out today.
Finish what's in your glass moments. These are high leverage moments. I'm going to go one by one, and you can say yay or nay. Ready? And Sully, if you have something to add, remember, it must be in Kuiper cadence. Finish what's in your glass when, not if, Josina Anderson appears on your screen featuring humble bragging that isn't even subtle about who she just talked to or who she was on the phone with. Also, re-pour and finish that glass when she talks in the third person saying, insert NFL player here, said Joe, it means a lot when you call and text me.
That's finish the whole drink.
I love Josina, but yeah, finish the drink.
Oh, I was texting with Odell, and he said, Joe, you just have no idea how I'm feeling. Finish your glass.
Oh, I'm sure that probably is all the time.
You know, I was talking with a front office member who said, Joe, you're the smartest reporter in the league. He then went on to say we have no interest in Kyler Murray. She's the queen of the humble brag.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Roberto, do you have to Google Josina Anderson, or are you okay?
Oh, he knows.
Oh, I'm very familiar with her.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Finish your whole glass if Mel Kiper yells, Todd, 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 when quarreling with Todd McShay in organic or forced quarreling.
So it has to be a three-time Todd, Todd, Todd.
And that'll happen for sure.
Excuse me. I can't hear you.
Todd, 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 you're an idiot. He's not going to get picked here. I think Montez Sweat, high ceiling. That guy's a workout warrior.
High motor, high leverage, unbelievable hip turn. All right.
That's a good one.
Number mine is in no comparison to Sully's. This is remarkable. All right, here we go. Number three, finish your glass. When McShay sarcastically is caught smirking on camera as he wants to kill Kuiper while Kuiper's talking.
Yeah, those two hate each other, man.
But McShay just smirks. Like, yeah, I'll let this dope with a perm finish. Sure, I'll wait. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he doesn't say anything. You're right.
Finish your glass. Any mention or reference to DK Metcalf's body fat percentage? You know they're going to pound that into the dirt.
Easily. Yes.
Finish your glass with any live look-ins at war rooms, which feature a bunch of old dudes in ties that are loosened, sitting there and not talking to each other. They go to the war room, And you're like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. Yep. And then all it is like Jerry Jones' feet up on a desk. Steven Jones got his shirt on button, belly yep. out. No one's talking to each other. They got one dude asleep in his binder. They never catch the war room when there's actually war, quote unquote, going
right,
on.
Right. Where's the war?
Yeah, but then what always happens is someone zooms in on the whiteboard and gets like information of their what did I, of their of all did, their tips too.
What did I say to him? I can't hear you.
Come on.
Well, I can't say that's not something Mel Kiper would say.
Right.
Make my dreams come true.
How would I phrase this one? Yeah, I think that's a mistake by the Ravens. You can see all their picks right on that whiteboard. They're a great team, but that's an error putting that video in there.
It's perfection.
That's pretty good.
Perfection. Follow the rules. All right, here we go. Finish your glass. When any player brings a child or frame picture of dead grandmother on stage.
Leave Tack alone, man.
No, hold
Leave
on.
Tack.
Time out. First of all, anytime someone brings a kid out there, you finish your glass.
Oh, yes.
What I'm referencing is when Tackerus McKinley brought, he didn't bring the 5x7 where, hey, this is my grandmother and I did it for her. I love her. This is her with me. Tack went into the dining room. He took down the Napoleon Bonaparte life-size portrait, gold frame and all, and brought it to the draft. Getting on stage, drops an F-bomb on TV.
Yes, he did.
That is one of the great draft moments in history. But if anyone ever does it again, you got to finish your glass.
What's the percentage of guys bringing their kids up on stage?
No, it's any kid. It could be little brother, little sister.
Cousin.
It could be cousin. There's more kids on stage.
Wow.
Why can't the player just go on stage and enjoy their moment?
It's to bring the family along, drag them along.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time.
What did I say to you?
I can't do this one and that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Give me a scouting breakdown of Tackerus McKinley bringing a life-size portrait of his dead grandma up on stage and your viewpoint of it as Kiper.
I mean, you look at this. That's a great moment for McKinley. He remember this his whole life. He's going on stage. He's clearly making a memory. That's what it's all about here at the NFL Draft.
What about the size of the portrait and the gold ornate framing?
Hey, look how big that is. That's not a that's not something small right there. That's a big portrait. He got a gold frame. He got great HD high definition photo.
He loves his grandma.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you. All right, finish your glass when a player is shown wearing a gold chain outside of their dress shirt for no good reason. What is this trend?
Yeah, that is rude.
You have a beautiful suit on. Yeah. You look like $1 million. You got your shirt buttoned to the top like Urkel, and you're wearing a chain outside of your shirt.
I mean, yeah, what is that? I don't know a time in history
where that's ever been popular.
No, not even in the 80s.
Well, they've changed now.
Well, why not just leave the shirt unbuttoned and show us you're wearing a chain?
The style is to button it all the way up.
You know who does
and you have to still see the chain, so that's why they put it outside.
You know who does that a bunch, though, is Harden. James Harden does it all the time.
I always notice all the
Odell
other crack
Beckham Jr. does it a ton.
I see OBJ all the time.
I don't get it.
Mm-mm.
Tell me your thoughts.
That's a bad look. Can't happen. Definitely going to hurt his draft stock.
What's he doing with this chain? It's outside of the shirt. All right. Finish your glass when you see the lonely shot of the last guy in the green room.
Oh, man.
And you know. By the way, who do you think that'll be?
Daniel Jones.
No.
You know who I think it could be? By the time people hear this, it'll be, what, day before the draft? I'm worried about Montez Sweat.
Oh.
I'm worried about that heart condition stuff.
I thought you'd say Rashawn Gary for sure.
No. I mean, look, I love Montez Sweat. I'd take him.
Mm-hmm.
But these reports that are coming out, doesn't it seem like the kind of thing that all of us minimize and then it's draft night?
And then he just keeps falling and falling.
Unbelievable. Montez Sweat still on the board at 17. Mel, who's your highest rated guy left on the board? Well, I think you got to go look at. See, I can't do it the way Sully does, but.
Yeah, I think you look at Dexter Lawrence right there, 27. Cleveland Farrell's still available.
You know what I think does it? Sully gets so much spit in his mouth built up that it sounds Kuiper-esque. It like heightens that Baltimore accent.
That's the only way you can do it, though.
I'm the CEO of Kuiper Industries. You ever see when they put Kuiper up there? That's actually one of the things on his resume. It's like, you know, draft analyst for 35 years, worked at ESPN since 1984, and then the third one is CEO of Kuiper Industries.
Mm-hmm. Anybody can have that.
What the hell?
It probably makes you Google it.
I never
probably
have.
Smart.
We should, though.
Yeah, I have never done that.
Let's do it right now.
Please, bring that up. What is Kuiper Industries? And then this one is the Finish Your Glass special. You ready? Finish Your Glass when Tom Rinaldi does an overly emotional insert piece during the first round of the NFL draft. You know Rinaldi's a part of this coverage. You know what's coming next. He's going to find the five guys with the most heartbreaking stories.
Of course.
And he's going to try to ruin everybody's buzz. He's going to try to make you put down the pizza. He's going to try to make you put down the drink. And he and Sully, listen now, Sully nails it with Rinaldi. I'm fine you're covering an emotional piece and it requires a certain tact, a certain grace.
Yes.
I think Rinaldi likes to ratchet it up for everybody. I think Tommy knows what he's doing. Because there's the ability to cover the piece and you do a good job, and then he ratchets it up.
So I'm on the Mel Kuiper Enterprises Incorporated.
Let's finish this thought real quick with Rinaldi. I don't want to miss any opportunity to rip Tom Rinaldi here.
What did I say to you? What did I say to you?
This is my opinion.
That's what you don't get. You don't exist for this pod.
You are Mel Kuiper.
Once you
can
gave
you do Tom
us,
Rinaldi?
No, I want Kuiper ripping Tom Rinaldi. Overly emotional. Guy's a huckster.
Yeah, I'd say forget about finishing your drink when Tom Rinaldi comes on the TV. Just change the damn channel. This guy's way too dramatic, way too emotional. Can't take him seriously.
Got stiff hips. No.
The worst.
Now go ahead. Proceed as yourself.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Roberto.
No, I'm literally saying proceed.
But that's my thing, man. It's like, whenever Rinaldi comes on, it's the most dramatic thing ever. It's like he just searches out the most dramatic stories. He can never do anything regular. I think whenever he comes on, it's just this ridiculously over-the-top dramatic thing that just, it's enough already.
Now, I think we need parameters within parameters for this one. Does this one include his spot before anybody is drafted, during the draft, and also after post-draft on SportsCenter? Because I think that he'll do all three.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people won't be watching until the draft actually starts.
Yeah, I think
the one before the draft.
This drinking game is going to be like 8 hours.
I think you have to, if you were planning on, first of all, you can't do drinking games once you're outside of college or early 20s. Let's be fair. But second of all, listen, you can't do it outside of the first round. Beyond the first round, they get to a level of filler material, you'd be dead in 12 minutes. It's not even, and even if it was not a drinking contest, but it was a bite of pizza for everything, you'd be getting your stomach pumped. But you would eat yourself into oblivion.
Okay, so does it count before Roger Goodell steps to the podium? Does his spot before that count?
Spot before
that. Because sometimes they do a story leading up to actual draft coverage, and then Goodell steps up, and then everything starts. So
I would say the minute Goodell announces the first pick,
then
we go.
Okay, all right.
Now, I'm not actually doing it. You don't think I'm actually doing this Thursday night, do you?
Of course not.
Like, no, I'm going to share. I'm going to have a beverage, a libation with my father. And we're going to watch the draft as our Giants fandom hangs in the balance. You don't think I'm actually doing it?
No, but the people listening will.
Sully will.
The people listening
Have you
will.
Seen Sully and his friends drink vodka?
I have not, but I've heard stories.
Have you seen him on Coppercraft? Let me tell you something. This kid's a snake in the weeds. He's all mild-mannered and shit. This kid can drink like a fish. It's unreal.
Well, remember, I learned about what brunch is from him, remember?
Oh, yeah. White people getting fucked up on Sunday mornings.
Exactly.
I'd be down for a little draft drinking. I actually haven't drank a lot in a while, so I'd be down for that.
Oh, you getting that itch?
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice scratch.
There you go. All right, so.
Barely drank this weekend.
Really?
What did I say to you?
Yeah. That was close to the.
Did Mel Kiper drink this weekend, or did you drink this weekend?
Barely had anything to drink. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think Mike Sullivan, he barely drank last week, and he's going to be down for the drinking game on Thursday.
Now, let me. But while we're on this, I'm looking at Mel Kiper Enterprises Incorporated.
Yes.
The website.
What does that even entail?
It tells you nothing about what it is. It's maybe the worst website I've ever seen. It's one page. It says, since 1981, Mel founded Draft Publications Incorporated, now called Mel Kiper Enterprises. Since 1984, he's provided expert analysis for ESPN's annual coverage of the NFL Draft. He frequently contributes to ESPN Sports Center, and you can catch him on ESPN Radio and ESPN.com.
That's so it.
It just means that he's an employee of ESPN, right?
Do you believe this guy calls it an industry, industrial? What's he making?
Industry.
Jesus Christ.
I'm starting Roberto Industries Incorporated.
Yeah, perfect. What does it mean? Nobody knows. He sits in front of his computer and streams and playing vinyl. Yeah. Oh, by the way, how's that project going for you?
It's kind of been a lot of work with little payoff, but it's still early in the game.
I tell you what that sounds like to me. Parenting. All right, so thanks for listening. As always, please, iTunes, radio.com, however you get your podcasts, subscribe, review, rate. It helps us keep doing this. And yes, get to 2 a week. So let's grow this puppy, and we will be back with you next week. Thanks for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.